This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for October 7th, 2010. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. Every enterprise has mobile phones, and due to a recent attack demonstrated by Chris Paget at DEF CON, every enterprise is now open to the possibility of data theft or mobile DOS attacks. In this tip, Nick Lewis discusses the growing threats of cell network eavesdropping and spoofing. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. How to secure GSM phones against cell phone eavesdropping, written by Nick Lewis. A recent advancement in attacks on Global System for Mobile Communications, GSM, security has shown that it is now trivial to intercept or record GSM cell phone calls. Anybody with a few $1,000s and some skill can use the techniques and hardware described by Chris Paget at DEF CON to eavesdrop or record GSM cell phone calls. In this tip, we'll explain why businesses should carefully assess where this attack can compromise the security of their environments and what they can do to prevent or mitigate such attacks. In Chris Paget's presentation at DEF CON, he demonstrated how to attack GSM by intercepting and recording calls made during his presentation. Paget's attack used some hardware to attack as the cell tower and laptop running OpenBTS and Asterisk. Using this setup, he was able to spoof a cell phone network, intercept and record calls made by a 2G GSM handset, as well as potentially instigate a denial of service attack by refusing to route the calls of the handset connected to his cell tower. This demonstration also included instructing a handset not to use encryption and breaking the A5/1 encryption during a call. Paget pointed out that the handset could warn the user that he or she is connecting without encryption or to a rogue cell tower, but the cell providers have disabled the warnings. Paget built upon prior attacks and research on GSM security to show that what the GSM Association said was impractical is now practical, using inexpensive equipment. There are significant security threats posed by the possibility of an attacker eavesdropping or recording GSM calls. Because users frequently discuss sensitive data or even reset passwords via their mobile handsets, assuming their calls are secure, attackers could easily record information such as credit card numbers, intellectual property, or SSNs that users discuss. This basic assumption that the voice call is secure was not necessarily true, even prior to this new attack, but the simplicity and low cost of Paget's attacks make these new cell phone threats much more serious. Probably the most harm that could be done by a GSM attack would be the form of denial of service attack, getting GSM phones to connect to a malicious cell tower and then not routing their calls. This could have a particularly tragic effect in the emergency situations if the malicious tower prevented calls to 911 or other services from getting through. This attack could also be used for targeted attacks for many types of criminal activities, like monitoring a stockbroker's cell phone for insider trading information, or a lawyer's conversation with a client, or really any invasion of someone's privacy. Get more advice on securing GSM phones from Nick Lewis after a quick word from CertSecurity.com.
It's no secret that WEP is going the way of the dinosaurs, and implementing WPA for wireless networks is necessary, especially for those enterprises faced with PCI DSS compliance. And that's just one of today's many wireless network security challenges. Learn how to solve them all with CertSecurity.com's Wireless Lunchtime Learning Security School. This collection of 4 lunchtime-length lessons guide you on everything from building a secure foundation for your wireless network to using wireless IPS. Check out Wireless Lunchtime Learning today at searchsecurity.com/wirelesslunchtimelearning. That's searchsecurity.com/wirelesslunchtimelearning.
Enterprises using GSM handsets should be aware of these potential attacks and pressure their cell phone providers to mitigate to more secure encryption for GSM and more secure default configurations of handsets. This could be done by writing provision into contracts or service legal agreements with providers that secure GSM handsets be used and securely configured or have insecure settings, like 2G disabled. Demanding only phones that support more secure protocols will make it lucrative for cellular providers to support the secure protocols on all of the cellular networks you use. Enterprises should also include basic security awareness training for high security users, including how their cell phone calls could be a risk and the importance of not discussing sensitive information over the phone. Other practical measures to protect against these attacks include using 3G or newer phones, which provide a greater level of security by using stronger cryptography on the cellular network. If yours is a high security environment, you probably already have some sort of voice primary system set up for an end-to-end encryption because of how inherent security risks of using a wireless shared infrastructure. However, if you don't have a voice privacy system, when setting one up, ensure voice and data traffic are security encrypted and transported end-to-end over the wireless shared infrastructure to guarantee the confidentiality over the voice or data of high-risk users. Paget mentions that some cell providers do not offer additional encryption options for voice and SMS to protect against these attacks, which enterprises can also consider. To minimize an attacker stealing a password via cell phone eavesdropping, the password reset should require a new password to be created as soon as the temporary password is used. Lastly, enterprises should have a traditional hardwire voice phone available for emergencies in case there are any problems creating a secure GSM connection with the cellular network. Enterprises must be aware that the cell network can be successfully attacked and A5/1 encryption compromised, as that encryption has been broken for several years, making it trivial to eavesdrop on or record GSM calls. With this in mind, enterprises should consider migrating to more secure platforms, such as 3G, instigating user awareness training, or implementing voice privacy systems in high-security environments. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.